The Ramban in Parshas Zemar explains that initially the Yemei HaSfira were great days of Simcha, anticipating Kabbalah Satorah. Ramban writes the stunning comment that in a certain sense, Pesach are the first days of Yontif, Shavuos are the concluding days of Yontif, Vayamim HaSfurim Bentayim Arein Kecholo Shomoim. And all these days have a Kedusha similar to that of the days of Chol HaMoed itself. And yet, as we're learning, the Sugya of Amos Daf Samach Beis tells us that so much changed. During this time, the demise, the mis of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, imagine 24,000 Talmidim, Mesu Kulam Beperek Echad, the reason because Lo Nagu Kavod Zelozeh. It's something that is so striking, something almost inconceivable. Rabbi Akiva, the Sifra, the Yerushalmi Nedarim Perek Tes, that is the cloud god of Torah, and somehow those Talmidim did not necessarily follow that model, that mandate of Rabbi Akiva. One no doubt has to be so careful. One should not be so critical of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The fact that they were punished in that way, that is a testimony to their greatness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek kochut hasar. That you know what, we're not knowing kavod zelozeh, and we don't sense a catastrophic result. That is not an indicator of our greatness, but rather that, you know, the fima dregosenu, somehow it doesn't elicit that response. But it's something no doubt that's stunning, that was the plight of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They were destined to be the Balei HaMasorah, the Matikei Shmua, and if there were not knowing kavod zelozeh, that could not happen. And it was necessary for Rabbi Akiva to go and to raise a new generation of Talmidim. The Gemara doesn't describe 24,000 Talmidim, but rather a handful of Talmidim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Nechemia, that was Rabbi Seinu Shebedoro. V'holoch Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Shabbos Seinu Shebedoro. When you look in the Medrash Rabban Koheles, Yud Aleph, there the Medrash explains in a little bit more detail that Rabbi Akiva gathered these Talmidim, and he turned to them and said that, yes, I'll teach you our Mesorah, but atem lo tiyu kamosa. You cannot be guilty of the chait of the earlier Talmidim. You must be nohig kovod ze lo ze. Or Achaim writes, that was a tnai of Knesset Yisrael for Kabbalah Satorah, the Yichan Sham Yisrael. And it's a tnai in terms of Mesirah Satorah, that you have to be nohig, kovod ze lo ze. And that was the small group of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. When you look throughout Chazal, it's something I think which is amazing, that there is one statement after another, as to the importance of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and all of that is the name of Rabboseinu Shebedoro. The statement of Rabbi Meir, that Kol HaMavarech Es Yisrael, Kil Mavarech Es Hashchina, or Rabbi Yehuda, Kol HaMekabel Pnei Chaveiro, Kil Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, Rabbi Yossi, the Sugyan Shabbos, Tavkuf Yirches, Miyamai, Lo Avarti al Divrei Chaveirei, imagine, I never breached any teachings of any of my Chaveirim, any of my colleagues, that the Rabbi Shimon, Noach Lo Lodom, Shiapid Osatzim, Lo Kivshan Esh, Al Yabin Es Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, Rabbi Nechemia tells us that Ba'avon Sinas Chinam, Ba Meriva Betoch Beiso Shalodom, memra after memra of the significance of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, how indeed that is absolutely, absolutely critical. There's a frightening comment of the Meiri, a Prichadash, that you know what? Finally the Magefa came to an end. It came to an end on Lag Ba'Omer. And the reason that Lag Ba'Omer is a day of elements of Simcha, because the Meiri Paska Magefa. I'll tell you a frightening kasha. A Prichadash, Fal Shachra, Tav Tzari Gimel. Prichadash writes the following, Paska Magefa? There were no survivors. Vahaya ha'olam shamim. They were all nifter. You know, maybe one could argue there's a magefa, and yes, Rachman al-Itzlan, people died, but people survived. You can celebrate when the magefa comes to an end, but vahaya olam shamim, umesu kulam. Therefore you celebrate. Prichadash writes the Chiddush that, you know what the greatness of Lag Ba'Omer was? That was the day, shahalach Rabbi Akiva, Eitzel, Rabboseinu Shebedorom, v'shana lahem. That was the resilience of Rabbi Akiva to be able to regroup and to be able to see to it that, yes, you raise a new generation of Talmidim. There's a fascinating comment Maral has. It's found in his Chibur Drushal Torah. It's also found in Eber Yisrael Salanter, Chidush Yarim, many, many others. But it's found in Maral, Mufurish, that there is a correlation between the Yemei HaSfira and Kinyanei Torah. In Kinyanei Torah. After all, the Braisa, Perek Vav of Maseches Avos, how is it that a person acquires Torah? And the answer is their stages, their dargos, their kinyanim, and a correspondence between kinyanei Torah and the days of the Sfira. There are 49 days of Sfira. There are memches kinyanim. Each indeed discuss that why is it that seemingly it's one off, it's not an exact correspondence. You know, if there were mem tes kinyanim and mem tes yimei Sfira, I would say it pops. No, that's obvious that there is a correspondence, but it's fascinating that somehow there is a gap. Maral writes the Chiddush, it doesn't start from the day of Pesach, it starts from the Minchas HaOmer on day two. We normally assume it starts on day one. The practice of the Tamid Yisrael Salanter is every day they focused on the Midah of the day, Because, you know, how do you present yourself, prepare yourself for Kabbalah Satorah? It's very hard to do so b'chlal, holistically, but you have to do so in a more granular way. You break down, you concentrate on the Midah each and every day. When you follow our calculation of what at least we have, there are different Gersos, what we have, you know what the Midah of Lag BaOmer is? That is the Kinyan Torah of Ohev Esabrios. The klal gadol b'torah of Rabbi Akiva. And yet there is that discrepancy. You know, there are mem ches kinyanim, there are mem tes yimei hasfira. Maybe one possibility is it lands you on Erev Shavuos, and now a chazara klalis of all of the kinyanim in order to be able to receive properly the Torah Hashem. Perhaps one could suggest something different. You know, the Gemara raises, I often mention, Nida daf ayinu adeis, that ma yasodom v'yechta. In life, what do you do in order to be zoche to chochmas Hashem? How do you get that lofty goal? You know what the Gemara tells us? Well, number one, yarbe b'yeshiva yumait b'schora. You really have to invest. It's not going to happen without effort. Everything in life that is most important is a result of incredible amelus, incredible investment. When a person thinks that, you know what, you can attain the most important things in life, whether it's Chachmas HaTorah, whether it's Chayishus, meaning in a sense of Shalom Bayis, whether it's Gidol Banim, without Amelus, without effort, certainly not. We recognize the most important things in life require absolute investment. And the Gemara says a person wants to somehow be kona to an extent the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yarbe v'yeshiva, might be schori. You have to minimize distraction, and you really have to immerse yourself. You have to focus. And the Gemara tells us something which is striking, that there are many that did that. They learned seriously. They learned with incredible hasmada. They fulfilled that mandate of Yarbe v'yeshiva, might be schori, and they didn't get there. They didn't accomplish that goal. How is that possible? The Gemara tells us something which is stunning, because there's one more requirement, and that is tefillin. A person has to daven. Yivakesh mimisha chachma shelo. You think in learning, you can accomplish without koach tefillin. You think if you're not mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Havana, you think it's going to happen naturally. That certainly is not true. I would tell you, just like the Rambam writes, that nevuah is not a natural faculty, but it requires that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tap an individual as a Navi. The same thing is true when it comes to Esek B'Torah. And the Gemara says, Hablo Hado Sagi. Both are necessary. Neither one is sufficient. If you're only going to daven, you're not going to know the Masechta. But I'll tell you, you're only going to learn, you're not going to know the Masechta. You're only going to be Kona the Masechta if a person is Mishtada and a person is Mispala. You're not going to accomplish anything in life. I would tell you what is true of learning is true of life. You're not going to accomplish any goal in life without koach tefillah. If you think somehow that everything is up to you, you're amelus, you're histadlus, that you're self-sufficient, you're positioning yourself for a very rude awakening that, you know what, you'll invest, but you're not going to get there. You're not going to get there. You know, imagine, for example, a person wants to reach a certain peak, a certain height, a certain pinnacle, and he's climbing a ladder. You know, imagine that ladder has 49 rungs, and imagine you're climbing one step after another, and you're almost at the top, and know what? You see that the last rung is missing. The last rung is missing. And you take a step back, and you realize, there is no way. There is no way that I can somehow overcome that hurdle. I was counting on every rung in order to reach that goal, and the last rung is missing. You know what a person realizes when you're in that position? That in order to be zochet hashgachas Hashem, you have to realize you're mishtadel. That certainly is true. And hishtadlus will get you so far, but it won't get you to that finish line, to that end goal. That requires incredible koach hatfila. You're not going to daven well on a given day. You know what I'm going to tell you? You're not going to be learning well on that given day, because you think you're going to accomplish on your own without the koach hatfila. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Yarbe b'yeshiv v'yemayt b'schor yevakesh mi shalchach mashalov. And there I would tell you, of course, it's not one off. You know what the Kinyanei Torah are? The Kinyanei Torah are hishtadlus. Are hishtadlus to position ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. And it's true, there are 49 days, but they're only memches Kinyanei. Meaning, you know what? You're going to work and you're going to get there and position yourself day after day after day. You must. Habalosagi. It's only going to get you so far. If a person wants to reach that goal of what is represented in this man matan torasenu, it's not enough to be mishtadel. That's necessary more. You have to be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that sense of absolute siyata deshmayim. And if you can all of a sudden do both, you know, you can reach that. You have to emulate Rabbi Senu Shebedaro. You have to see to it that you're absolutely no head kavod zalaza. And imagine a small group of talmidim. For Noe Kabbalah all of a sudden emerged as the Gedolei HaTanaim. A sugi in Sanhedrin of Peivav, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon, Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, V'kulan Aliba de Rabbi Yekiva. Amazing. Those are all Rabbi Sein Shevedarim. And they were few in number, Rabbi Sein Shevedarim, but Mishnah and Sifra and Sifri and Tosefta, you know what? Because Atem lo tiyu kamosam. They were knowing Kavod Zalazeh. They emulated the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, and all of a sudden, they were zochet to incredible, incredible siyata d'shmaya in terms of Mesiras HaTorah. And this is the avoda during a time of Lag BaOmer, during the time of Bimei HaSfira. You have to position yourself for Kabbalah HaTorah. It's not going to happen willy nilly. It's not going to happen by itself. You have to invest. In order to see to it that you're a candidate for Kabbalah Satorah. But with all of the heavy lifting, with all the investment, with all the hasmad atzuma, daf after daf, and sugi after sugi, and chazar after chazara, all of that is necessary. But you really have to realize it's not going to get you to the ultimate result without turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being mispalo. So I'll tell you that, you know what, during this time, of course, we try to hone all our kochos and efresh in order to learn as best as we can. Of course, it's Achana for Kabbalah Satorah. But you have to see to it that that expresses itself in the davening itself. How early do I come to Shacharis? How early am I there? Do I see to it that, you know, I'm positioned in order to daven with a real sense of absolute iyun tefillah? Or, you know, is it something that I really take so lightly? Is it one of those areas that are dvarim ba'omdim, Barumo shol odom, b'nei odom mezalzlin b'hem. The most important institutions in life that somehow people don't take seriously. One could think of so many examples, unfortunately. Rashi writes one, tefillah. And that's something to be mindful of. Tefillah is not only necessary as a mitzvah in and of itself, the Rambam, of course, mitzvah seselius fala b'chayom, but recognize the koach ha-tefillah. In order to see to it that we accomplish most appropriate goals. And that, no doubt, is the avodah during the Dimei HaSfira. So on the threshold of Lag BaOmer, Pascha Magefa, Halach Rabbi Akiva Senu Shebedarom, a time of Oe V'Sabrios, it's a time to be able to seize, to internalize this message. As the Dimei HaSfira continues, and the Zman somehow is winding down, but you know, it's a time for us in order to galvanize kochas nefesh to be able to wind up with a sense of passion, enthusiasm, hislavus, amelus, koach hatfila, and bezras Hashem to be zoche to siyata deshmaya, to be able to position ourselves for the yantif of Shuas, zman matan torah.